This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we're going to continue our romp through Romans. God's righteousness upheld, no one righteous. Righteousness with God given, justification upholds the law, and Abraham justified by faith. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the next 20 minutes. We got four sound bites to play for you. All you have to do is listen. And after you've listened to the four sound bites, we're going to open up the phone line so that you can vote for Soundbite of the Week. We got one for Matt Walsh, Lyman Stone, Pastor David Peterson, and Dr. Christian Kincaid. The listeners with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That is an Ad Crucem, Pewter Dove, and Shell Baptism keepsake. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag that goes to the listener with the best vote when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and you can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most important of all, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Matt Walsh. Here he is talking about what has replaced the classical virtues.
In our culture today, the highest virtue is considered to be tolerance, which, and that is preached in, even in some churches, they talk about tolerance. The thing with tolerance is it's not as though being tolerant is wrong, but it's circumstantial. It depends on what you're tolerating and in what way you're tolerating it. I mean, yes, if something is good or neutral, then we tolerate it. But even that, it's not a virtuous thing to do. What's entailed in tolerating something? Well, and I think this is why tolerance is so popular as a virtue in our society, is that the great thing about being tolerant is that you can do that from your couch. You know, you can just lay there and do nothing, and you're successfully tolerating everything in the world. It doesn't really require anything of you. Whereas the classic virtues that you mentioned, courage, temperance, modesty, humility, you know, that requires you to do something and to make a sacrifice and to change the way that you act and the way that you are. Those are difficult. The ones we've replaced them with are these false and passive ones.
That's soundbite number one, Matt Walsh. What has replaced the classic virtues? If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Soundbite number two this week comes from Lyman Stone. We were talking about religious discrimination. We were talking about secularization. We were talking about the decline of religiosity. Here he is on the relationship between religious discrimination and secularization.
It's important to understand that what begins as discrimination becomes secularization. You can't have a system where you legally privilege one religion without causing blowback. In fact, this is what drives the first wave of secularization in the 17th and 18th centuries. The established congregational and Anglican churches literally executed people for dissent. They arrested people for preaching other religions. They cracked down on dissenting religion. And as a result, they rendered themselves phenomenally unpopular. In the 17th century, Anglicans and Puritans made up at least 70% of Americans. By 1800, they made up 5%. Why? It wasn't because they didn't have babies. It wasn't because, it wasn't just because immigrants displaced them. It was because they just so irritated everyone. They just made enemies by discriminating. What begins in discrimination ends in secularization.
That's soundbite number two, Lyman Stone, on the relationship between religious discrimination and secularization. 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote there, and you can make that one, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking about a biblical view of love. He's talking here about pursuing personal happiness in marriage?
Oh, it's just devastating. It's the most common thing. Christians even will come in and say, look, you know, God wants me to be happy. I need to be happy. You know, this marriage was a mistake. I knew when we were getting married, we shouldn't have done it. I had second thoughts. And now, you know, I just have to get out. Yeah, it's just devastating. And what is the person really saying? He's saying all these sorts of things that sort of make it sound as though, you know, he's trapped and he made a bad decision. And now he's trying to, you know, just make the best of a terrible thing. But the reality is he just wants to quit and he's willing to sacrifice his marriage to pursue his own happiness. It couldn't really be any more selfish in a sense. And yet the person saying it is typically completely unaware because he doesn't see it as a selfish goal. He sees it just as what God wants and desires for him as the greatest good. And I think often he's been very sadly and wrongly influenced by our culture's idea of love, which is really very shallow. And the problem is if you go into marriage with this false ideal of self-actualization, then if you don't get that self-actualization, you've got your built-in excuse to quit. It sounds sort of horrible, I know, but what Christian spouses need to learn to do is to settle for one another and, you know, just kind of accept this reality. And the perfect's the enemy of the good, in a sense, in this, that we're imagining this perfect scenario, which doesn't exist anyway, right? It's not as though the adulteress is going to be wonderful and faithful to you when she wasn't to her first husband. So we have this ideal that we throw away what's good because we're pursuing this fantasy. And it's really disastrous to people, besides being, of course, sinful and placing their souls in danger.
That's soundbite number 3, Pastor David Peterson on pursuing personal happiness in marriage. Vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote because after soundbite number 4, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and your votes at our Facebook fan page. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number 4, Dr. Christian Kincaid, on the greatest danger in the midst of grief.
Because despair says nobody cares. And that's not true. And despair says there's no hope for me. And that's not true. So to despair is not of God. I know we have difficulties. And I know we think at times no one cares, but despair must never have the final word because it's a lie. The final word belongs to Christ. And he says, because I live, you too will live. He lives. And you know, he lives and he does silence all our fears. He lives and he does wipe away our tears. So we're never alone, never forsaken, never abandoned. So I think it's the devil who wants to separate us from Christ, who throws these horrible lies into our ears that no one cares and that there's no hope for you. Those are untrue things. The answer to despair is the living Savior, Todd, Christ Jesus. The answer to despair is God's Word, living, mighty, efficacious. The answer to despair is our baptism. The answer to despair is the Holy Supper. The answer to despair is God's gifts given in his house through word and sacrament.
That's soundbite number 4, Dr. Christian Kincaid, the greatest danger in the midst of grief. Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll take a break and we'll take your phone calls, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Stay tuned. Are you still grieving, even months after the passing of someone in your life? The effects of grief, loss, and mourning are long-lived, even if it seems the rest of the world has moved on. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is Living with Grief, Bound by Sorrow, Wrapped in Comfort. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or look for Living with Grief at issuesetc.org. When you purchase Living with Grief, be sure to request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May.
Have you ever wondered if your investments could do more? I mean, a whole lot more? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. When you invest with us, you not only earn a competitive interest rate, but your investment goes to strengthen Lutheran Church Missouri Synod church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations through low-cost loans and services. To learn more, visit lcef.org/invest101.
Declaring to you the whole counsel of God, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Concordia University Chicago is committed to keeping college affordable for all, and especially for LCMS Lutherans. We have scholarships available specifically for students who are LCMS members. This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia Chicago, asking you to encourage your student to check out Concordia Chicago at cuchicago.edu. And if you are interested in supporting these scholarships, please find us online at foundation@cuchicago.edu.
Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead.
Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Phone callers get to vote first for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, May the 8th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also send your votes via email. We'll get them right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter, at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Matt Walsh, on what has replaced classic virtues? Soundbite number two, Lyman Stone, on the relationship between religious discrimination and secularization? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, pursuing personal happiness in marriage? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Christian Kincaid, the greatest danger in the midst of grief? 1-877-623-MYIE. Cindy's up first in Streamwood, Illinois. Cindy says, all good sound bites this week, hard to choose. I vote for Pastor Kincaid and his topic, The Greatest Danger in the Midst of Grief. All those who do not know Jesus Christ and what he did for us can only see as far as the deathbed. That's a great thought there, Cindy. Oh, what a sad waste of the gift of life that God gave us. Cindy, thanks for listening in Illinois. Jeff listens in Rhode Island. He says, greetings, Pastor Wilkin and Jeff. After losing my brother suddenly last month and still grieving the loss of my son on what will be the 10th anniversary of his death, I have especially appreciated Pastor Kincaid's recent interview on Issues Etc. As far as the soundbite goes, however, I'm voting for soundbite one, Matt Walsh, on what has replaced the classic virtues. Just the last half of his soundbite is a soundbite in itself and sums up what I have thought but not been able to put into words myself. Jeff, thanks for listening in Rhode Island. Sam is listening in Clyde, North Carolina. My vote is for soundbite number two with Lyman Stone. It's a fascinating observation on human nature. It's the reason why Presbyterians and independent Reformed churches of various kinds became stubbornly low church. They were reacting to the Church of England forcing the Book of Common Prayer on independent churches and imprisoning Puritan and nonconformist pastors. It's ironic that the persecuted in turn began to persecute when they got to the New World. Good observation there, Sam. Thank you for your vote. Gail is voting for soundbite number three. I enjoy the topic of marriage. I'm happily married for 23 years. Congratulations. And even in that happiness, there's always the tug of the old secular world pulling me, asking, is there something better on the other side. Jesus, forgive my sins, and I want to affirm my commitment made before God by listening to those who uphold the seriousness of our vows. I'm a Lutheran school teacher who listens to you every morning as I get ready to serve God in my classroom. Gail, thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening. Jay listens in Monroe, Louisiana. He says, I vote for Pastor Peterson's soundbite on marriage and the destructive role in our society's idol of personal happiness. As a parent of a married child, I've seen firsthand how these fantasies infect our children's view of what marriage is and what they should expect from it. And Pastor Peterson's clear-eyed counsel is the sort of thing that all young couples should hear in marital counseling. A spouse is one of God's greatest gifts to us, and rejecting that gift is an act of rebellion, not terribly different from rejecting His word and sacraments. Jay, thanks for listening there in Louisiana. Angela listens in Illinois. Greetings, fellow Illinoisans. My vote is for soundbite number 3, Pastor Peterson. Marriage is not always fun. It's always hard work. I particularly liked his point that the wedding vows didn't say anything about happiness or a guarantee of it. But too many people think that it is promised and they're entitled to it, and they'll just walk away if they're not happy 100% of the time. Angela, thanks for your vote. Debbie listens in Sterling Heights, Michigan. She's voting for Matt Walsh, soundbite number 1. What an incredible insight in today's sit back and entertain me culture. It's so easy to be lulled into a complacent attitude of coexistence and tolerance. The real challenge for me personally is to find my voice and speak the truth in love, to do the hard work of serving the people the Lord has given to me to love, my husband, my children. Can you imagine what my home would be like if we simply tolerated each other? Lord, have mercy on us all. Yes, indeed, Debbie. Ryan listens down in Australia. He says, all good sound bites as always, but I have to vote for soundbite 3. Pastor David Peterson on personal happiness in marriage. You see this selfishness in marriage more and more in our society today, and the lack of commitment to stick it out through the rough times. Christian marriage calls us to be self-sacrificing, to put other people first, just as Christ loved us and the church. Keep up the good work. We will, Ryan, and thanks for listening in Australia. Barb says, my vote for soundbite of the week goes to soundbite number 4, Dr. Christian Kincaid, the greatest danger in the midst of grief. Despair seems to be all around us now. This soundbite reminds us that despair is a lie, and the answer to despair is Jesus in His word and sacraments, only Jesus. Thanks for all you do. Barb, you are welcome, and thanks for listening. Gabriel says, greetings from Europe's oldest kingdom, Denmark. The great content and great quotes this week. This week I'm voting for Pastor David Peterson pursuing personal happiness in marriage for 2 reasons. 1, very practical, and I need more wisdom in my family life. And 2, I had a busy week, but hearing this quote made me go hunting on your homepage for the whole interview, and I just found it. May 1st, the biblical perspective on love. Thank you for your ministry and diverse topics covered, true to the name, issues, etc. Gabriel, thank you. That's a big compliment. Dean says he's voting for Pastor David Peterson. If this advice is followed by many marriages, they could be saved. Dean, thanks for your vote. Nancy's listening in Dubuque, Iowa. I love some soundbite of the week. It's usually a hard decision to make, but I choose Pastor Kincaid. Despair is something I deal with every day. The devil is full of lies. The only truth in this world is in Christ and His word. That is what gives us comfort, His word and sacraments. Pastor Kincaid preaches the word so faithfully, and his book gives great comfort to all who read it by teaching what Christ tells us in His word about despair and grieving, a blessing to read. Roberta listens in Riverside, California. The sound bites were all winners today. However, I vote for Dr. Kincaid and soundbite number 4. He sums it up so well. Through God's word spoken from the scriptures and preached to us and from the Lord's Supper, our baptism and confession and absolution, Christ conquers despair. I've been in a despairing place, and as Dr. Kincaid said, God didn't abandon me. He has helped me through and answered my prayers through His mercy and especially through the wisdom of pastors. Thank you so much for the work that you do at Issues, etc. And thank you for listening, Roberta. Sarah listens in Canada. She says, I'm voting for Matt Walsh because I found his soundbite the most interesting, and it intrigued me to learn more about what he was talking about, to research more into the situation he was talking about. It also led me to examine my Christian life and how I might be doing things that lead to secularism. It also made me want to listen to the podcast again. Well, I like that reason, too. Sarah, thanks for listening in Canada. According to your votes this Friday afternoon, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 3, Pastor David Peterson, pursuing personal happiness in marriage.
Oh, it's just devastating. It's the most common thing. Christians even will come in and say, look, you know, God wants me to be happy. I need to be happy. You know, this marriage was a mistake. I knew when we were getting married, we shouldn't have done it. I had second thoughts. And now, you know, I just have to get out. Yeah, it's just devastating. And what is the person really saying? He's saying all these sorts of things that sort of make it sound as though, you know, he's trapped and he made a bad decision. And now he's trying to, you know, just make the best of a terrible thing. But the reality is he just wants to quit and he's willing to sacrifice his marriage to pursue his own happiness. It couldn't really be any more selfish in a sense. And yet the person saying it is typically completely unaware because he doesn't see it as a selfish goal. He sees it just as what God wants and desires for him as the greatest good. And I think often he's been very sadly and wrongly influenced by our culture's idea of love, which is really very shallow. And the problem is if you go into marriage with this false ideal of self-actualization, then if you don't get that self-actualization, you've got your built-in excuse to quit. It sounds sort of horrible, I know, but what Christian spouses need to learn to do is to settle for one another and, you know, just kind of accept this reality. And the perfect's the enemy of the good, in a sense, in this, that we're imagining this perfect scenario, which doesn't exist anyway, right? It's not as though the adulteress is going to be wonderful and faithful to you when she wasn't to her first husband. So we have this ideal that we throw away what's good because we're pursuing this fantasy. And it's really disastrous to people, besides being, of course, sinful and placing their souls in danger.
That soundbite number 3, the winner this week, Pastor David Peterson, pursuing personal happiness in marriage. The LPR bundle package goes to Gail and to Jeff in Rhode Island. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week. The Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. The theme for the latest issue is weddings and marriages. It's available in print and online. Find out more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Matt Harrison about the church and coronavirus. We'll discuss the Holy Supper in the Solid Declaration of the Formula of Concord with Pastor Paul McCain, and we'll talk with Pastor Ted Geese about two types of nostalgia-driven entertainment. Well, I love that idea about settling for one another because it's certainly what my wife has done in my case. She settled for me, and I guess I'll settle for her as well. I might even call that true love. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Give your mom the gift of a clean home for Mother's Day with a gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. Gift certificates can be purchased for as little as $75 for a partial clean. Go to gifts.thecleaningauthority.com, enter your contact information, and choose the amount. Give the gift of time for your mom with a Mother's Day gift certificate from The Cleaning Authority. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com. Gifts.thecleaningauthority.com.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.